Colorado may become first in nation to build segregated prison cells for transgender inmates. By Amy Furr on March 17, 2024. The state of Colorado may soon have to accommodate transgender women in prison due to a lawsuit filed in 2019. Segregated holding cells for those specific individuals are a definite possibility, Fox News reported Saturday. The outlet continued. After a class-action lawsuit was filed by several transgender inmates in 2019 against the Colorado Department of Corrections, CDOC, alleging discrimination, harassment and assault, a judge is scheduled to rule on a consent decree that would bring further changes, including surgical sex changes and hormone treatment, to the state's penitentiary, Fox News Digital has learned. The consent decree, a court-ordered settlement in a legal dispute, would also require all trans women currently or previously inked to receive a $2.1 million payout, depending on the severity of the alleged assault, discrimination and harassment while in prison. Rewards could range from $1,000 to $10,000 per plaintiff. Some of the plaintiffs in the case who want the consent decree approved are serving life sentences regarding cases of homicide and assault, the article said. Co-counsel Sunita Hazer called it a landmark settlement, for NBC News. It's come up with a comprehensive way to protect them that frankly isn't in any prison system in the country right now, she said. Meanwhile, Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dave Williams said the consent decree was another way leftists are working against the nation's criminal justice system, adding officials should not be making accommodations for them. Taxpayers shouldn't be footing the bill so these people can feel better about themselves. Especially if they've committed homicide, he told Fox. It is important to note that a pro-trans survey recently admitted that fewer than 2% of the population claim to be transgender, Breitbart News reported Wednesday. The tiny, less than 2%, transgender share of the population, however, is magnified by the establishment media and by Democrat Party activists who portray trans kids as a victimized minority to help rally their equality-minded party activists for the next election, the outlet said. To read more articles related to transgender issues, please click here.